Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. Rob Center, fabulous producer, Matt Cotrillo in the newsroom. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. It is officially summer, at least figuratively speaking, now that Memorial Day is behind us.
Today's not the first day of summer, is
No,
it?
That's the 21st of June, but we're going to go ahead and say that the unofficial start of summer has happened with our Memorial Day broadcast that happened yesterday, and so here
we
go.
Did you fill up hamburgers and hot dogs?
I had hot dogs over the weekend. Yeah, I didn't have a cheeseburger.
Oh, you didn't have a cheeseburger.
No.
Oh.
Well, it's not really summer then, is it?
You've been deprived.
I am deprived.
Depraved, but... Amazing how close those two words are.
Yes, one simple vowel. So, you move... One simple vowel movement...
And you had a bowel movement right there.
All right. And, welcome back, buddy. I'm glad to see you there. And you had, what, a four-day week, right, or no?
Right.
Okay. Oh, that because of Monday. That's right.
Right. Monday. We had Monday off yesterday.
Okay. Geez, too bad you didn't take last Thursday off also. You would have had 5 days. That means you'd work.
Well, then my wife would say, why are you hanging around the house?
You're killing me.
Why don't you go somewhere?
Don't you have, like, a radio show or something you can do? On the Mark is now on the air. It's an open phone today. We're going to talk about some important things. I like the Fox News reference that Nancy Pelosi is living rent-free in Donald Trump's head. That's handy.
Oh, so, you actually read something I sent you.
Just the first line.
Okay. Well, that's a good first line.
I agree. So we're going to talk about that. We can talk about some other things, too. President Trump is, well, he should be, I don't know, maybe he's back from Japan or he should be
on
coming
his
back.
Way.
He was on the USS Wasp yesterday and made some very appropriate Memorial Day remarks, so I thought that was noteworthy. He did a good job. And let's see, called attention to a soldier from Schuylkill County, Tower City. So, called attention to the fact that that sailor's father had died, father or grandfather had died in war for the U.S., and but that the latest member of that family was serving, and that was the young man, Schaefer was his name, and that was on the USS Wasp. So, and interesting remark. So I think the president did well yesterday. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message. If you have not yet signed up for Text Connect, you can join the thousands of people who have, and these are individuals who are receiving important breaking local or national news, dead celebrities, opportunities to avoid closed roads around here, warnings about tornadic weather. That's the kind of thing that goes out on Text Connect, and it's an opportunity for us to send you a quick text message that says we have posted a breaking news story at WKOK.com and you can check it out. Most recent Text Connect messages were Shikellamy School District interim superintendent resigns abruptly. So that would be Mr. Chauvin last Thursday. Before that, it was last Tuesday, long before anybody else had it. 85th District State House member Fred Keller easily wins U.S. congressional seat in the 12th District. That went out at 9:34 p.m. So I guess AP the soonest probably to call that particular race.
Are you bragging or complaining?
Complaining? No. Okay. just informing.
I gotcha.
No particular
Well, you've sold
emphasis.
Me. I've already signed up for it.
Oh, good for you. Okay, thank you. So those are our sponsors. We'll hear more about the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line as time goes on, but we want you to know the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line now open. 1-800-795-9565. Oh, we probably have an appropriate salute here. I see an email labeled Memorial Day, so it probably calling
right,
it.
Right, but it's not. it's anti-Trump as usual from
really?
Our good friend EB, who
what?
Has nothing for the president at all.
Well, the president did super yesterday. I'm not kidding. He did great remarks. Half of his speech was calling attention to the people in the room. So that, you know, I guess you thank the Prime Minister Abe and all these other people and all the different soldiers and the brigadier generals and sailors and Marines who are on this ship. But then he did have some appropriate remarks about our nation's war dead and service and serving, so that was good.
Well, our friend EB's upset about the fact he said something nasty about Joe Biden. He says,
that was Saturday.
Over the Memorial Day weekend, dear leader who faked a bone spur diagnosis to avoid being drafted.
Let me stop you there real quick. Everybody says that bone spur diagnosis is fake. Is that true?
I don't know.
You
I'm not his doctor.
That.
No, I'm.
Yeah, it
seems Barack to be Obama was Barack Obama born in the United States? It seemed to me the bone spur thing is pretty much akin to the rumor that President Obama was born elsewhere.
Well, no, the President
one
Trump
of these
has said
people
that,
make
he,
up,
that this is why he wasn't drafted is because. Or
well, I mean, the
drafted,
fake part of
why
it.
Why didn't
the
join?
The fake part.
So, yeah, the fake part. Yeah, I don't know if it's fake or not. Interesting.
Back in those days, okay. they were not taking you for a lot of different reasons, mm-hmm. you know, things like plantar warts in your feet.
Okay.
It was called 1Y, which was unsuitable under current conditions.
Okay.
Didn't mean you couldn't go. They wouldn't take you because they weren't looking at the time to get medical bills, I guess, taking in people that they had to fix up before they could fight.
Okay, or maybe never would be 110% like our
right.
soldiers are.
But I don't know. Bone spur sounds painful to me, and if you can't walk, you can't march.
Right,
I don't
okay.
know. But
so,
whatever.
Yeah, but anyway, I just saw several remarks over the weekend from learned folks who say that the fake bone spur.
Well, our dear friend here, EB, is continuing that. Let's see. To
start
avoid,
over.
Right. Over the Memorial Day weekend, dear leader who faked a bone spur diagnosis to avoid being drafted, sided with brutal dictator Kim Jong-un in verbally attacking an American citizen, Joe Biden. Not one single Republican official spoke out against that, and I'm sure members of the Trump cult will not care either. The same people who spent yesterday patting themselves on the back for hanging flags in front of their houses and remembering the fallen have turned around and disgraced what all those fallen soldiers fought for and against. It's just more proof that Trumpkins and the Republican Party in general have become irrevocably unpatriotic and un-American. Devotion to dear leader has overtaken devotion to our country and our fellow Americans to the point where siding with dictators is no big deal.
Well, he's got a point.
Well, he does.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think devotion to a dear leader is overtaking their devotion to a lot of things. Not the country one, you could argue.
Do you think the Republican Party is just slavishly following Donald Trump?
There are people in the party who disagree with him.
I
wouldn't be able to tell you what the Republican Party is doing, but I can tell you what people are doing. You know, they have completely suspended their moral beliefs and standards and religiosity so that they can follow President Trump.
Oh,
but
come
but
now.
Their 401ks are in great shape, so you know anything goes in that arena.
Well, you know, he is, as I've said before, less than desirable as a human being, in my opinion. But as a president, I think he's done a reasonable job when it comes to policy. But when it comes to interpersonal reactions and relations, there I've got an issue with him. But, you know, Joe Biden has insulted him. Joe Biden started it saying he wanted to take the president out behind the woodshed and beat the crap out of him, I think was the word he used. EB doesn't find any fault with that. And so when the president turns around and refers to Joe Biden as being a low IQ individual, you know, that he's got a problem with.
Well, I didn't miss the irony of the president talking to soldiers or sailors and Marines yesterday, and the fact that one of the reasons that they've been where they've been in the Middle East and in Europe, yeah, we have one call waiting and one coming in, the fact that these are the people that protect us from the dictators that President Trump is chummy with. So that irony was kind of the elephant in the room.
Don't you see the irony behind all of this? When President Trump was calling Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man, people like E.B. were saying, oh, he's got to get us into a nuclear war with these idiots. I mean, he's going to destroy the country. It's terrible what he's doing. He's calling them names. Then he starts working with him and trying to get him on the side of common sense, and now he's siding with dictators.
Well, he's...
President Trump can't win with some of these people, honestly.
There's a difference between active, eager negotiations with your enemy, which is what I think previous presidents have done with the individuals we're talking about, and, quote, being in love with, unquote, or falling in love with. That's what the president says. He calls it falling in love. So now that they're having a bromance, which is perfectly fine, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
There's a big difference between that and active and eager negotiations. So I think if you stand in front of soldiers, don't miss this image. If you stand in front of soldiers and say, our greatest enemies are my boyfriends, I think there's an elephant in the room. You know, I think it's ironic. Just Lawrence's worthless view. There's a reason we have callers to shut me up.
And there's a reason we call your views worthless.
Bobby, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in. We're talking about the irony. The president's on the USS Wasp talking to soldiers about Memorial Day.
Well, I was going to bring up, Memorial Day. The original Memorial Day was what my grandfather told me was Decoration Day to honor the soldiers, who had died in wars, and that. But I don't think there's enough emphasis on that. Yesterday at the Sunbury ceremony, like the mayor, those government officials should have been there, or at least. Part of the ceremony, and I don't think there was enough participation in the leadership of the ceremonies.
Okay, so not enough like city council members, or was the mayor there? Kirk Karlovich, he's a soldier, citizen soldier. So was he there?
Well, as far as participating in the program. And that they pretty much left it up to the military. Well, I would say the military, like the ROTC, the ones who organized the program.
Okay, so was Karlovich there?
I think he was.
You don't, but you don't know. Okay, but anyway, yeah, he's a U.S. service member. I think he's a reservist or active. Was he active duty? I don't know, but he's definitely a veteran, at least a veteran, and maybe still a reservist. So, lack of participation by Sunbury citizen soldier leaders. All right. Noted, Bobby. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I only saw Nori's ceremony from a distance. I was dressed in my grubby, so I couldn't get too close. But glad to see that the service was held yesterday.
Well, our EB sends us another one saying, in the capital letters, I won't scream this out because it's too long, but this is all in capital letters, says, Joe Biden did not insult Trump by agreeing with a brutal American-hating dictator. But you forget, EB, that that Kim Jong-un said all those nasty things about President Trump, too. And Joe Biden didn't stand up and say, oh, this is wrong. He shouldn't be saying those things about our president.
All right, Than, thank you for waiting. You are on the mark.
Good morning, and good, happy second day of summer, I guess, the traditional summer. I am interested in how the Republicans can flop as far as they flop with not having red faces. For instance, does anybody remember that vocal group of girls, I can't remember their name at the moment because we weren't allowed to remember their name because they were banned in the United States. I'll never listen to them again.
You're talking about the Dixie Chicks?
Okay. The Dixie Chicks. And they dissed an American president or a American presidency out loud, and you Republicans went crazy because they did it on foreign soil. Yesterday, the man who became our president somehow dissed American presidents left and right was nasty, and I certainly hope the Japanese realize he does not speak for all of us. Many of us feel like we should be civilized as Americans, not in uncivil trolls. So I think he really overdid it yesterday. It's wrong to diss, if it is wrong for the Dixie Chicks to diss the American president on foreign soil, and you're going to take away their ability to make a living, let's do the same thing for Donald Trump.
Okay, well, the Dixie Chicks were not alone. I mean, there have been Democratic politicians who have come out and spoken ill of the president while he's on foreign soil, and he has spoken ill of them in return. I'd rather go back to the old days where when a president was in a foreign country, we didn't insult him, and he didn't insult anybody else. But
well,
that's not where we are.
Let's get a grown-up as president. That would help. We need a grown-up in there, not a child who throws a fit at everything they're said. Remember what Trump did to Obama. For the entire time he was president, Trump promised he was going to bring in information that Obama was not born in the United States. It was a lie. It was the lie that proved to most people in this country, more than half of the people, that he couldn't be trusted because he continued the lie even when it was proven wrong.
But then
remember,
he also came out and said he was wrong. He came out and said he was wrong, that the president was born in this country. You're ignoring that fact.
Oh, yes. Well, you ignore more facts than most people I have ever met. But I think you have to be a Republican.
Oh, come now, Than. You're saying the Democrats are just so full of virtue. I think they're full of something, but it isn't virtue.
I think I'm talking about our president of the United States doing what the Dixie Chicks did, just to ban someplace.
And I agree with you,
and
it's wrong.
He's loved for what he said.
I agree with you that I said, you didn't hear what I said earlier. I said, I wish we could go back to a time where we didn't insult presidents on foreign soil and they didn't insult others.
Well,
it's not exactly the way I'd like to see things run.
We'd all be rich. I'm afraid we can't wish it back.
But you just accused me of ignoring facts. You just accused me of ignoring facts, and yet I'm agreeing with you.
Well, that must prove you're ignoring facts.
Well, it probably does.
You know, I find it's hard to talk on the telephone, as you plainly can see, because it's hard to hear when you're talking at the same time, when I'm talking, and don't realize you've started talking. So, yes, I apologize. I did miss that.
Okay, well, we're in agreement for once, then.
The agreement is that you're a snowflake, right?
Okay. No, we're not agreeing to that. You left-wing liberal, you.
Oh, yeah, that's an insult. Now you got him.
God, you right-wing... Oh, wait, is this God? I miss talking to John. Oh, well, that's a whole nother era.
All right.
But anyway, I think we need a grown-up in the White House. Let's make it that simple. Let's find a grown-up who doesn't have such a thin skin that, in my estimation, he puts us in danger at nearly every statement he makes.
Okay.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Than. Thanks for calling in.
And thanks for letting me speak.
Thanks for having the show. Sure. Glad
take care,
to do
buddy.
So. All right, thank you. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking to about our humble president, to which we have another email, so we'll read that shortly. We'll take more. Another listener sends us a note about one of our listeners says Nancy Pelosi is visibly drunk in a video, so we'll talk about that.
I think that has been discredited. I think that was a doctored videotape of Nancy Pelosi.
Why? No, this is from a very honest, local, faithful listener. I'm sure it's real.
I know the video is real, but what I'm saying is that the word I heard was that it was doctored to make it appear that she was slurring her words.
If this honest person sent it to it,
but there's no link here, so we couldn't check it out.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Hey, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Our president, although somewhat of an ironic stance, had fabulous words on the USS Wasp yesterday, so I was glad to see that. Most of the words were just thanking all the many soldiers and sailors and airmen and everybody else who was there. But he also had appropriate things to say about Memorial Day and our nation's war dead, so he did well.
But on the other hand, this story fascinates me because it's from Fox News, and everybody always says, oh, Fox News is in the tank for Trump, but this is an opinion piece written by Marianne Marsh, and it's called Trump is the Extremely Stable Genius Who Can't Resist Taking Pelosi's Bait. The story says, no one knows how to play Donald Trump better than Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi once again proved she lives rent-free in Trump's head last week when the president responded to her remarks that he was conducting a cover-up. That one comment led to a 48-hour verbal demolition derby that Pelosi won. Following Pelosi's remark, Trump launched a Twitter storm about the Mueller investigation. He followed that with a staged walkout from a congressional leadership meeting that included Pelosi. He went straight from that to a Rose Garden press conference, complete with a sign affixed to the presidential podium proclaiming his innocence, where he stated that unless Congress stops their investigations, he won't work with them. Pelosi's response to Trump was to hold her own press conference the next day, baiting him again by stating that Trump had a temper tantrum, is conducting a cover-up, is cracking under the pressure, is not in charge, and needs an intervention. And that sent off Trump again. He proclaimed himself, he proclaimed himself an extremely stable genius. Then he held another press conference using farmers decimated by his tariffs as props to publicly ask his senior staff about his temperament. This is a staple of dictators like Putin and the Kremlin, not the leader of the free world in the White House. Then he launched into yet another series of tweets about the Mueller investigation, even retweeting a doctored video of Pelosi to make it look as though she was behaving erratically.
Oh, so he retweeted that also.
Right.
Oh, brother.
But to understand just how much control Pelosi has over Trump, look no further than the impeachment question.
And I think that's shameful that people are forwarding that. It's obviously doctored. They know it's doctored, but they do it anyway. It's sinful.
It is.
Yeah, I think
what's
so.
What's the sin?
It's
parody. I mean, they made fun of President Ford falling down the steps of Air Force One. You know, parody is part of politics.
Okay.
If he tweeted it out as proof that she's an alcoholic, then I agree with you. But if he just tweeted it out, it's parody.
All right. That's fine. I won't argue that.
Okay. Then while Trump careens out of control, Pelosi remains firmly in control. She's keeping the Democratic caucus in line about impeaching Trump, insisting it will only occur when the evidence is public and the public supports it. Pelosi is letting members who want to impeach Trump or whoever represents districts that do have their say. She's letting members who don't want to impeach Trump, or at least not yet, have their way. The story goes on to praise her ability as a politician and that she's tap dancing all around Trump and getting him to react furiously and unpresidentially.
She lives rent-free. Why not?
And this is a story from Fox News.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Well, you've told me in the past that they are actually objective in terms of their news content, the commentators.
Well, and in allowing people with other opinions to speak.
Well, have they let all of the Democratic presidential candidates speak?
Well, they've invited them all to have town halls. They're doing one, I think, with the Klobuchar next week. I think
that would
her.
Be interesting. I don't know too much about
it. But,
her.
I mean, they are allowing that. They've been barred from the Democratic debates because they claim that they're in
so
bed
Fox
with the Republican
News
Party.
Is not as terrible can be.
No,
they're
I
only
just
rotten
think,
as rotten as rotten can
I just
be.
Think this is an interesting story, this perspective coming out of from the fact that it's from Fox News.
So she's playing him.
If it was from CNN, I'd say, well, this makes sense.
What does it say in the first line? She knows how to play Donald Trump?
Trump. No one knows how to play Donald Trump better than Nancy Pelosi.
It's like a musical instrument. Let's see. What do we want? We want Trump to look irrational at the podium.
First
so.
Trump.
What do I?
It's kind of it's an interesting point. I mean, you know, he is taking her bait.
Mm-hmm.
She says something, and he feels he has to respond to every insult, every single comment made about him that's negative. He has to respond to it with some sort of a tweet.
Well, and one of those sentences that this is not the behavior of the leader of the free world. Well, I think we've already thrown that standard out the window, so we're done with that. Now he can do and say whatever he wants to since he's got no restraints. Well, we'll talk about this plus other things. I see 4 emails pending. Yeah, 4 emails. No text yet, so Stan's still sleeping. Wake up, Stan, and anybody else who wants to text us at 70236. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is across from me. Mr. Rubs on the other side of the glass. Mr. Catrillo's in the newsroom. So, and you are at your location, and so we're glad you're on board. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. First of all, they invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in everything. State inspections, they'll pump you up with nitrogen, alignments, they got a car wash, you name it, they'll take good care of it. Sometimes while you wait, or you can drop off your car and make an appointment, or you can drop off your car and don't make an appointment. No matter what it is, they'll take good care of you at the Quick Lane. They have online specials at their Sunbury Motors site. You can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specification there. If your car is busted, they can fix it. But first, you got to use their damage a free towing experience. They'll take good care of your vehicle. It is a full-service auto dealer if there ever was one. SunburyMotors.com. They are very glad you are you, and they are very happy to help. Some brief news headlines. Selinsgrove Grove State Troopers made 2 drunk driving arrests after conducting a DUI checkpoint and roving patrols over the Memorial Day weekend. Selinsgrove Grove Troopers said they had checkpoints and roving patrols in Snyder County Sunday evening. 46 motorists were contacted, 2 arrested for DUI, 1 with a suspended license, 3 speeding citations, 9 other traffic citations. Troopers say 28 warnings were given. Just sounds like a normal day for Joe. Not the DUI part, but all those citations. Troopers remind motorists.
What are you talking about? I don't get citations.
Lifetime alignment. Lifetime, you do. Troopers remind motorists not to drink and drive, buckle up, and to slow down. Weekend recap comes from Sarah Lauver, who was at the anchor desk.
The parade must go on, and so it did. Northumberland hosted the Little League party and parade yesterday, despite its many construction and detour projects. Mayor Dan Barrard says that following the parade, the boat launch was closed for the Little League Carnival. That event included vendors, food, and baseball games. And former Shikellamy School District Interim Superintendent Dr. Thomas Shulvin has apologized after getting emotional and abruptly quitting during Thursday's school board meeting. Dr. Shulvin tells WKOK there was a miscommunication about when his tenure was set to end. He says he was under the impression he would continue his tenure to help with the transition of a new superintendent. He says because he was unaware his contract was expiring, he got upset and left the meeting. Dr. Shulvin says he regrets his actions and apologizes to the school board and the public. And weather officials say Pennsylvania has already recorded the average number of tornadoes for a year. Meteorologist Sarah Johnson of the National Weather Service says 16 tornadoes, the yearly average, have had preliminary confirmation in the Commonwealth so far this year. And although severe weather is more common in June and into early July, that's not a hard and fast rule. Johnson notes that last October 2nd saw a large outbreak of severe weather. Sarah Lauver, News Radio 1070, WKOK.
WKOK News. It is now 9:10. Pennsylvania state lawmakers' newly filed ethics forms show, you got it, ethically speaking, they're quite compromised. They accepted more than 83,000 in free trips last year and collected a wide variety of gifts, booze, tickets, and free meals. And that's just the value that lawmakers reported. They are not required to disclose everything they accept in a state of Pennsylvania that does not limit gifts to public officials. Now, you and I call them bribes, but if you wrap it in a nice package and call it a gift, it's okay in Pennsylvania. And of course, guess what? Republicans and Democrats have no interest in changing this rule in Pennsylvania. Travel funded by third parties took legislators to Taiwan, Israel, and destinations around the U.S. from Seattle to Key West. The trips were to attend meetings primarily organized by groups that are pushing ideological agendas. One lawmaker from Lancaster, Brian Cutler, got a free trip to Israel thanks to the Jewish Federation, even though there's no pending legislation in Pennsylvania that relates specifically to Jewish ideals or religiosity. Governor Tom Wolf, for his part, imposed a gift ban on the executive branch, but the legislature continues to enjoy free rein. Republican lawmakers around in the area from around Penn State, House Majority Whip Kerry Benninghoff and the Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman, you'll be shocked to find, do not wish to change this system because they, too, reported awards worth several hundred dollars from the university. Benninghoff received a Friend of Penn State Legislative Award, which is $380, and Corman was given an alumni.
Like an odd amount, doesn't it?
Well, they must have passed the hat at the meal.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, and how about this? Corman, his alumni award was value, because this has a value. It's not an actual gift of that much, $375. And dinner for himself and family members worth $1,800.
So they must have really pigged out.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe this is vague, or maybe it's clear to you. Is this the value of the meal that they had that night?
That's what it sounded like. That's what I got out of it.
Right, yes. The way the story's written, it also could be that they were given a certificate for a meal later, but that's not there. Anyway, many lawmakers...
Lobster for everybody.
Right. Many outside sources of income, which is legal. Dave Millard of Columbia County got lucky at two casinos and reported slot machine winnings, although he declined to say precisely how much he won. Well, I don't even know why that would be.
The IRS will probably find out.
I was going to say winnings shouldn't really be part of that. That's not a bribe. That's just good luck on his
part.
Well,
how do you know they didn't rig the wheel so that he could win?
No, they saw here's a House member. Well, they already get everything they want from the legislator, so I don't see why that would be any different. Okay, so anyway, yeah, our corrupt politicians in Harrisburg are corrupter than ever. And finally, to hear former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley tell it, he lost his job on the nightly broadcast because he blew the whistle on his superiors. Pelley tells CNN that he was cut loose because he complained about a hostile work environment for both men and women. Pelley says he was warned to cool it on the beefing or he'd lose his anchoring gig. He says he persisted and was cut. Pelley says he feels vindicated now that many of those he complained about have since been purged from the news department management ranks. Pelley is still with CBS working as a correspondent on 60 Minutes.
After this, he's probably going to be reporting on the dog show, annual dog show at
the Westminster Club.
Westminster Club.
1-800-795-9565. Are you okay, buddy?
Yes, I... I'm having an issue, but I'm okay.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about President Trump and the one that's in the center field, if you would, please.
All right. Dick says, my issue with the president on Memorial Day, of all the places on this planet one could go, his choice of Japan, who along with Germany were responsible for the most American deaths during World War II, on a day when we honor those who fought and died for our country, going to Japan is not or never would be an issue in my mind. I just question why on Memorial Day, when there are 364 other days. Perhaps I am the only one who has an issue here.
Well, that's notable. Yeah, I know we're allies with Japan now, and of course they're beating the heck out of us with trade deficit, but that's a little ironic. More ironic is the president's draft dodge plus...
What, his bone spurs? You're going to get into that now?
No.
I'm dodge.
I hate to say this. I think those bone spurs are real, but he should have volunteered or done something that helped the country out as a whole. That's just me.
He did. He ran for president.
Yeah, and now look at us. Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning. All right, Trump's always a couple steps ahead of the media and ahead of the Democratic Party. That's why I know he's a stable genius. And you guys can laugh all you want.
Well, only because that's his phrase, but go ahead.
But I agree with him, and I saw that when he first come on the stage running against all them Republicans. They tried to knock him out of there, and he counter-punched him right out. So Pelosi, yeah, she accuses Trump of having that cover-up yet. And Trump's sick and tired of all this collusion, delusion, and so have most of us people out here. I talk with my friends. We're sick and tired of it. But on the other hand, how are the Democrats going to ever win the presidency as long as they keep up all this anti-Trump, hate-Trump propaganda? That's the only good part of it, that they're going to lose the election. They have nothing they're running on. You tell me one thing they're running on except impeach Trump.
Well, I think you hear about the Medicare for All stand on some of the issues. What's another big Democratic ideal that they're campaigning on?
The Green New Deal.
Right, there you go.
How great is that?
Well, I'm not saying that it is. And then Joe Biden's claim to fame is that he's elect me so that he can beat Trump, period. I mean, that's really...
Yep, and Biden... If he's going to be in there debating with Trump, Trump will clean up the house with him. Trump's a master debater. I never seen a guy that could debate on his feet. He don't need a teleprompter. He don't need any help. He has good a grip of the facts. Trump can debate anybody. Look how well he did against Hillary Clinton.
But you're missing one thing, Dan. I mean, he claims that the Chinese are paying for these tariffs that he's imposed. And everyone on Earth who knows anything about the economy knows that that's not true. The Americans who are buying the products are paying the tariff, not the Chinese.
Well,
and he just doesn't seem to understand that.
Well, he's working towards a level playing field.
Well, that I grant you. I'm not going to argue that with you. But I'm just saying I'm a little concerned that the President of the United States doesn't realize the implications of the actions he's taking.
He's taking care of the farmers. He passing a bill to help them with their crops, you know, that they're going to lose money. They can't ship the lower price, so... He's doing that, and the farmers I see interviewed that voted for Trump, they're still with him. They know it's pain now and gain later is how they're feeling about it. But, you know, if you, it, it's, this Trump derangement syndrome is so deep. Yeah, you tell me how Trump's going to lose the election.
Well, I think he can lose it if the economy goes bad. That's about the only thing he has to hang his hat on, the economy.
Or they find something substantial in one of these investigations. I'm not saying they will. I wouldn't know what it would be.
Well, the argument now is that there's more out there, that he wants them to start impeachment now because if they do, it will fail. But he's concerned the longer they put it off. This is one story I read, the story that I read to you earlier by Marianne Marsh, that there's more out there. There's more referrals. There's more. These investigations are likely to uncover some other things where impeachment will become a more likely prospect.
You know, they keep looking for that little thing they can impeach Trump with, and they have absolutely nothing. And, yeah, they're going to look really bad trying to impeach a president that's greatly loved out here in flyover country. Yeah, you have your inside liberals in the cities around universities. Yeah, you can't talk sense to them people. They hate Trump that bad that you can't get through edgewise. If you try to talk to a left-wing liberal all the good Trump done, you're sticking your stick in a hornet's nest. They fly out at you and start stinging without no sense, no common sense in it whatsoever. And Trump is a stable. I don't care. You can laugh. I don't care about the left-leaning liberals. Trump's the most stable president we've ever had. Once in a while, his temper, but not like they say. He's not ranting and raving in the White House like they say. As Sarah Sanders said, once in a great while, Trump will fly off. But it's not like they try to say he does it. And this is all propaganda to get people to not like Trump and to get him out and get him impeached. It's a sad time. As I said, this is exciting times for the student of Scripture. If I wouldn't understand Scripture, none of this would make any sense to me. But what it comes down to is the globalists, the one-worlders against the nationalists in America that want a great Christian country. That's what it comes down to. This is the battle lines are drawn. And
all right,
I'm not going to change. And I don't assume the left-leaning liberals.
Have you seen
it? They want their global government. And I want my country that honors Jesus Christ.
Now, have you seen any polls? Hold on a second, Dan. Have you seen any polls that show, like, if the election were today, President Trump would beat, you know, Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar or somebody?
Well, the Fox had a poll on, and that one showed Biden winning, and that's from Fox News. But I don't. I don't necessarily buy that. I think you look at the rally Trump had in Montoursville in flight, country.
That doesn't really mean much. I mean, those are mostly his supporters, and then the rest are people that are rightfully in respect or sort of in awe to the President of the United States with being within driving distance. All right, Dan, we've got to take a quick...
I'm not in awe of the President. I'm in awe at what he's getting done.
Okay.
And how he counterpunches the left-wing media every rally, and how he counterpunches the left-wing of the Democratic Party when they think he's a moron. And he's much smarter than a lot of them. And
okay.
That's what I like about the president. It's not that...
Dan, we got to go. We have two calls coming in.
You guys have a great day. And keep up the good broadcasting.
Okay, we will.
All right, we're on it. Thank you very much. 1-800-795-9565. We got two calls coming in. We'll be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We had two callers waiting, so we'll do what we said we would do. Go right to the phone. We're like Fred Keller. We're going to do what we said we were going to do.
Right.
Cindy, you are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, every time I hear people now bring up the idea of what do the polls say, I laugh because haven't we learned anything? In the last election, the polls saw Mrs. Clinton winning, I think, by 60%, and she lost. So why we would let, this is science. If you claim this thing is going to work for me, work for me, work for me, and yet when it's put to the test, it fails, then you should not persist in giving it any credence.
Well, and let me stop you real quick, and then I'll let you continue. The man at Franklin and Marshall, his name escapes me at the moment. Anyway, he said...
Dr. Madonna.
Right,
he said
the reason...
Runs a very biased poll, by the way.
Right, the reason it failed is because they relied too heavily on landlines and not cell phones, where all the young people were, or something like that. But that was a known factor before the election. He didn't just discover that after the election, that young people are on cell phones and not landlines.
Well,
anyway,
he also admits that he polls in Pennsylvania more Democrats than Republicans. Hmm. He admits this because his justification is there are more registered Democrats than there are Republicans. And he says nothing that I recall about what he does with people like me, independent voters or third-party candidates. But I don't know why you would he deliberately skews his sample. So right from the start, it's off. But it wasn't just Dr. Madonna whose poll was wrong. Pretty much all the polls were wrong. I think there was one person who does polling who came out and said that Mr. Trump would win, and they laughed at him all the way to the night when Mr. Trump won. And then they weren't laughing anymore. So, you know, and I understand the thing about the cell phones, but I do believe that the samples are skewed, and maybe they need to be bigger. Dr. Madonna talked about this. They need to rethink their science because it is not responding to current situations. And certainly online polls are laughable. You know, I can go in and vote 20 times if I won. So, you know, that's just to give them any credence is silliness.
Well, some of the polls, people don't always tell the truth. And that's another issue. There are a lot of people, not just the skewed polls for President Trump, but a lot of people didn't want to admit they were going to vote for him or had voted for him for whatever reason.
Well, when I get these ones that are machine-driven, I make stuff up. I become a minority male that's 20 years old. I don't care. I think, as I said... They're basing this on a whole lot of things that are no longer true. They might have been true in the last century about how people respond to these things, but I don't think they're true anymore. And so I'm not using that as a valid measure for me of what anybody thinks or what I should do.
That's a good
because
point.
Because it's a measuring tool. This is like, do you remember a few years ago, this big to-do came out because it turned out that the... referees at a football game, the measuring stick, you know, and the chain was actually 9 yards, not 10 yards.
I don't remember
when they discovered this, of course, they were appalled because that's such a big deal in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that this was an error, and this is another example where they have all these ideas about how valid this is, but It has to hang on a precision that no longer, apparently, exists. So I don't know why we waste our time at all listening to what polls say. You know, well, 9 out of 10 this and...
I think because people do want some indication, some idea of where things are going. And it's the politicians themselves who charter many of these polls to find out what they need to do. I mean, it's like sticking your finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. They want to know what issues are motivating people to go, and then they adopt the position that most of the people want.
And yet, it could, the whole thing could be completely skewed.
Oh, it could
be,
yeah.
What about, do you think, now, Mr. Madonna, his polls are skewed to the left significantly, and we have empirical evidence of that. But
he admits it.
Right.
I mean,
what about national polls? Is there one that we trust, like, you know, Rasmussen or Quinnipiac? Is there somebody who can be trusted, or do we just not care anyway?
I just don't care what they say. You know, it's obvious that their methodology is flawed. If they were so functional, if they were so accurate, then how did they come so far afield of what happened in the last election? You know, and why we continue to lend them any credence at all is beyond me. Habit, I think. It's just habit. It used to work, so it must still work. You know, but the fact of the matter is that so many things have changed in our society. You know, people like me who just, you know, laughingly answer these things and just make up all this nonsense, and people who don't answer at all, and people that have shifted to a different sort of communication technology so that their sampling is skewed. So really they're asking old folks what they're going to do, because we're the ones with hard lines, landlines, more than young people. Neither of my adult children has a landline.
Right. I still have mine.
You know, and that's a serious mistake to admit, you know, everybody that's in the 30s and under from your poll. Why would you lend any credence to this when they begin dismissing swaths of the American people?
All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
So many of us are so sick and tired of getting these robocalls anyway that we don't answer the phone half the time.
Well, I think Cindy's got a fabulous point.
Oh, she does.
We're obsessed with polling, so that's a good note. I like the landline thing. You still have a landline
phone?
Yeah,
I have a landline.
Yeah, me too. I'll always have a landline. I'll die with a landline phone.
I will too, because if the power goes down, you don't have if the power at the cell tower goes down, you don't have a phone.
Make sure you have a powerless phone or one with battery power on your end, like wireless phones.
Well, no, the wireless phones don't work if the power goes out. The old hardwired phones, which I have a couple of, work fine.
I may have been trying to say that. All right, Paul, you are on the mark. Thank you for calling in. Last caller before a quick break.
All right. Hey, you guys ought to be thankful that you have a president and not a king. Because if you was to disagree with the king, or if you badmouth the king, or if you said something that wasn't true, his favorite saying is, off with the head. How many people do you think would still be in the administration today?
In the administration? Well, probably all of them, because anyone who got beheaded, they would be replaced by somebody who would be loyal, so there'd still be a full house.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a good suggestion to voice your opinion if it was opposing something that the king wanted.
Right, okay, so that's fine. So what's that have to do with today? Or we're just lucky?
Well, it's the idea that people are making news that isn't news, and if you had the power, how many people would lose their heads? It doesn't make any sense, Mark, when you stop and think about it, because one man's opinion is just that, is exactly what that is. It is what an individual thinks. But if you keep it to yourself, you don't have a problem. It's when you discuss it openly that you now have argumenta.
Not everybody tolerates or won't tolerate dissent. One of the comments I heard, and I don't know whether it's true or not, because it doesn't seem like he would, but I've heard some people say that President Trump surrounds himself. He makes sure he hears a lot of different opinions before he makes a decision, and other people saying he doesn't. But I think most of us, if I were the president of the United States, I would want to hear diverse opinions, and I would want to hear people who disagreed with me. it only makes good sense to consider all the alternatives before you make a decision.
Did you do that in business?
Yes, I did.
Listen to people that say AM stereo will never work.
Many people who have come into my office told me they could do a better job than I did. You may have been one of them at one time.
No. I always knew that my place.
But seriously, I mean, you have to make decisions in business and in government. And if you don't have all the facts, you don't have all the opinions. That's why the one thing that bothers me greatly about President Trump is his apparent failure to understand how tariffs work.
Well, going back to MacArthur, when he was fired by the president, people disapproved of that, and they did have all the facts as to the reason why he was fired. But it was one of those things that when history started to write the biography of MacArthur, you find that he wasn't exactly the man that walked along on water.
Yeah.
And the president should not have fired him because he was on the road of not only uniting Europe or Korea, but he was also trying to get us out of the war as quickly as possible.
Who are you talking about, MacArthur? You got that wrong, buddy. He was trying to start the Third World War. He wanted to go across the Yalu River into China.
No, Joe, that's conventional wisdom.
Well, that's the truth.
Well, I got a few books here, Joe, that says in disagreement, and one of them is about Patton. Patton, he wanted to go into Russia, and he was going to let the Germans start it, and he said he would have World War III, but nobody would know who started it. And MacArthur, he wanted to cross the 38th parallel and to go into China.
No, the 38th parallel was between North and South Korea. The Yalu River was between China and North Korea.
But when you crossed over, you were getting into China's territory, and that was one thing that they did not want. They did not want China to get involved in that war.
But that didn't work out real well for him, did it?
No, nothing usually does, especially if you're right and everybody's telling you you're wrong.
Well, Douglas MacArthur, I always remember what President Eisenhower said about him. He said earlier in his career he was one of staff officer under MacArthur. He said he learned dramatics at MacArthur's teaching. MacArthur was a great general, but he also insisted on invading the Philippine Islands when there was pretty substantial evidence that we didn't have to do that. But he promised he'd come back, and so he wanted to go back, no matter how many American lives it cost.
Well, that holds true with any general. And, of course, naturally, he made the comment that a great leader is one that is in front of his men, not telling them how to fight a war by being in the rear.
Well, remember when he was on Corregidor, they called him Dugout Doug because he never left the dugout.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're enjoying a snot-fascinating history conversation.
A snot-fascinating?
Ooh, I didn't.
Yes, you said that. You go back and listen.
No. 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. Thank you, Paul. Two emails pending. We'll read those when we return. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we've been talking about polling, we've been talking about presidents, and we've been talking about the Memorial Day. You're welcome to join this conversation. We talked about Nancy Pelosi living rent-free in the president's head. And so, hey, if you don't have to pay rent, why would you bother? 1-800-795-9565. Two of our listeners send us notes. Joe, either one of these is
right.
Good to go.
One of our friend EB says, what I'm getting from the show is that Trump signing with a dictator who hates America is fine and dandy because Democrats, period, because Democrats, this is everything that's wrong with the cult of Trump. When people empathize with brutal dictators over fellow Americans who have a different party affiliation, the problem is with those people, i.e. Republicans, not the other side. Where is the patriotism on the right these days?
Well, they had flags in front of their houses yesterday. That much they did.
Well, they weren't alone. And then our other writer says, good morning. The fact that Trump was in Japan, the fact that Trump was in Japan for Memorial Day goes to show he doesn't care about veterans. The Daily News reported that Trump's farmer bailout gave Brazilian crooks with $62 million bailout money meant for struggling U.S. farmers. This company exports 24% to China. The fact that Trump won is Russia and fake voters in Florida. And that's from Bob.
All right, Bob, you need some prepositions or something. Cindy.
Hey, so when I was at the memorial event in Sealands Grove, Judge Solly gave a wonderful speech. He reminded us that 1.3 million Americans have died since the Revolutionary War to protect the sovereignty of this country.
1.3 million?
Yes.
In all our wars.
That
in
is
all
a
the wars,
huge number.
That certainly is. Look at what we've sacrificed in all of that. But even more shocking to me was that of the 243 years that we have been in existence as a country, we've been at war or armed conflict for more than 200 of them. What are we doing? And I echo the words of the chaplain who at the very end of the ceremony said, pray for peace. We should be pursuing peace. And every time I hear the news, it seems like we're pursuing war. That's what people favor. If you listen to the talking heads in D.C., they're constantly looking for a provocation to go out and fight somebody.
Don't we don't we fight for peace sometimes? To impose? I know, it sounds like enjoying intimate contact in order to promote virginity or something, but
right.
Anyway.
Right. I believe that we get played as a country by groups who seek the advantages of war with this country. And I don't know, Joe might remember the name. There was a movie put out by a famous comedian. I have to look it up.
The Mouse That Roared.
And in this movie, the country goes to war with the United States, invades our country, mm-hmm. in an effort to win all the concessions you get, all the economic right. development, all the help. So I think we get played all the time.
The book
and
is
the horror is that we
movie.
Sacrifice our men and women in this game.
I don't know whether you heard me, but it's called The Mouse That Roared.
The Mouse That Roared. And, you know, it may have been a kind of campy, offbeat thing, but it really made me think. And now I observe these moments of we should go get involved in this, we should go get involved in that. Here we are bombing in Africa. Like, how is that our business? It is not nowhere. Show me where in the Constitution it says that America shall spend its children's blood to enforce our version of democracy or republicanism or liberty around the world. It's not there. In fact, Washington reminded us that we should eschew foreign complications when he stepped down from the presidency, and I believe he was our greatest president, and he was absolutely right.
Okay. The Duchy of Grand Fenwick declaring war on the United States to try and get economic advantages.
In the Mouse
Peter Roar. Sellers. Peter Sellers was that. It was a fun book and a fun movie.
Well, I never read the book, but I saw the movie 30 short years ago.
No.
I think it was in a college class.
It was funny because they came to America. They invaded America during back in the day, we used to have these air raid tests, and they came ashore during one of them, and they wound up winning the war because there was nobody out in the streets to greet them.
We were all hiding in the basement.
That was a funny movie. Peter Sellers was a stable genius.
A real genius.
Do you think
President Trump really is a genius?
No.
Do you think he's stable?
Yeah, I think he's stable. I think he's childlike in his need to strike back at people who strike at him. I don't think he has a very thick skin, and I really think to be president of the United States, you need one. I mean, Abraham Lincoln had the capacity to take terrible insults, I mean, and just brush them aside. He assembled a cabinet. One of the greatest books I've ever read was A Team of Rivals, about how Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote the book about how Lincoln assembled a group of people who ran against him for president and put them in his cabinet because they were the best people that he could get to do the jobs. And many of them who wound up or who hated him initially wound up, you know, loving the guy and
admiring
his ability to, you know, they thought Edward Stanton, who was the Secretary of War, thought at first he was a joke.
You see a little bit of that in some of the administrations where former presidential candidates are hired in administrations. I mean, Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. the man.
Ben Carson.
Thank you. I have a block on his name for some reason. I mean, he's in the administration. There was another fellow, the guy from Texas, the governor from Texas.
Rick Scott?
Yes, who's in the administration, or was, at least briefly, had some role. Mm-hmm. Nobody lasts for too long under that kind of withering pressure, but...
Well, I mean, he does flip people over fairly quickly, but, you know, the president, these people all serve at the pleasure of the president.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the right to pick people who are aligned with him. I think if he were smart, I mean, he would pick people who maybe disagree with him from time to time, but if they followed his policies once he made the decision, I wouldn't take them out.
Well, who was it that says if you compile a good team to help you, make sure you're not the smartest one in the room? I mean, something like that.
Well, I don't remember who said that. I remember hearing the quote. Right. But, I mean, the bottom line is that you should try to find brighter people than yourself to help you run things.
And for some of us, that's a little easier than others. All right, well, let's take a quickie break. 1-800-795-9565. We see the newsroom working on a story that you'll hear at 10 o'clock. Or, no, yeah, you'll hear at 11 o'clock. Shikellamy High School principal and vice principal returning to work today. They've been on suspension with pay because of that senior class prank, which America's First News with Gordon Deal did some stories about class pranks. You know, having live chickens in the school is nothing. Some of these people did some other things that was much worse elsewhere in the U.S. So, did you have a class prank in high school that you recall?
Back in those days, we'd have been scared to death to do something like that.
My whole senior year was a prank, but we'll go from there. All right, we'll take a quickie break. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We have a requirement now that you be a speedy dialer if you call in. So we're going to let Bob call, but we'll take more comers. Go ahead, Bob. You are on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. Hope you had a good weekend. I was calling about the wall. Did you see what it cost to build 1 mile? $1 billion for 1 mile for Mexico. $1 billion.
Where'd you see that? I haven't seen any number remotely.
It's on MSNBC.
Oh, well, okay.
You need to watch CNN or MSNBC if you want to listen to what Trump don't pay Fox to say. And I also want to say, with all these tornadoes that are happening out in the middle of the country, thousands and thousands of people are losing their homes, and our government ain't doing nothing for them. Trump says they are, but they didn't even fix down in Florida yet from a year ago. So I'm just saying, when Trump doesn't make it in the next election, it's his own fault. And why would he spend Memorial Day weekend in Japan? He does not care about the veterans. I don't care what people say. He is not God. He was not sent by God to serve as the president. Unfortunately, he is our president, which I can't do anything about it except the next election, try and vote him out.
All right.
Well,
noted.
Why do you think he shouldn't have gone to Japan? I mean, they're now our allies.
He should have been here in our country putting a wreath down there where all the people that died for our country are laying.
I think he's
not spending a time over watching sumo wrestlers and do whatever to...
Well, I think
going on. He could care less about our country.
I think he left town because he's irritated at the Capitol celebration because they won't let him take it over and do all the things he wants to do. I don't know if you saw it Sunday night, but they did a fantastic job, just better than ever, especially with the D-Day depictions or the narrative reading. And the president wants to take that over. He wanted to have a, you know, a July military parade just like, you know, they do in Europe, and that hasn't fallen together. And so he started to make machinations to take over Capitol, the Capitol celebrations. That hasn't fallen together for him. So I think he left the country because he didn't want to be anywhere near the U.S. when that was happening. So
I think he left the country because Nancy Pelosi put him down, and he made a fake video of her being drunk, supposedly, and posted it on the Internet.
Well, he didn't make it. He tweeted it. He retweeted it.
Him and his New York lawyer.
No, they didn't make it either. It was made by somebody in Ohio.
Yeah. I don't know.
None of those people. But anyway, he retweeted it, which is just as bad.
I kind of wanted him, too. It sounds like he's drunk, too.
Well, you do know that the...
What comes around goes around.
You do know that the president laid a wreath on the tombs on Monday.
Oh, he got back in time.
Right.
In the U.S.?
It said that Trump visits Arlington National Cemetery before Memorial Day.
Oh, my gosh. So he's in Japan in the morning and Arlington in
the
afternoon.
This is from Military Times. It says 4 days ago. No, I think it was Monday.
Oh, he did it on Saturday.
Well, he did it 4 days before.
Pence was there.
Oh, a week ago.
Oh. Right.
So. Okay.
And President Pence, or Vice President Pence was there. So.
Yeah,
I think he's mad because Capitol Projects won't let him turn it into some hideous spectacle.
Well, and then this fake university thing he does, some lady pays $35,000 to go to it and gets nothing out of it. I don't know if you've seen that about all these businesses he has going on, billions and billions of dollars.
Well, she should sue like everybody else did.
Well, yeah, there's probably a waiting list in his suing bucket.
All right.
So, anyway,
thank you.
A judge blocked his border wall now, too, so he's not getting any more funding for that. But I'd say some prayers for all these people losing their homes and these tornadoes that are taking their homes. And we could even have one today in Pennsylvania, right here where we're at today.
Yeah, we sure could.
Yeah,
so
we've already had...
People look out.
We've already had in Pennsylvania the number of tornadoes we typically receive in
a whole year, correct.
And we're not even in the peak season yet. All right, thank you so much.
Trump doesn't believe in climate change either, and my windmill's going to give me cancer. Oh, my God. Hey, have a good day.
The sound of your windmill.
Is that true?
He apparently said something very similar to that.
The president said that.
Which, you know, is why I question the genius part of the state. You know,
right.
And it is ridiculous.
He's relatively stable. Not super stable, but on the stable-ish side. But genius, no. And the funny thing is, you and I know some people who are geniuses, and they don't quite behave like him.
Well, I mean, you could be an eclectic, and you can be on what do you call it when someone's entirely different? Oh, I'm sorry, you and I do a commercial. Go ahead.
I do. Terry, out of the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy have one thing in common. They wish to super serve their customers on a first-name basis and make sure that no one goes away from a hometown pharmacy's dissatisfied. The hometown pharmacy sponsor our toll-free line. They are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Every dollar spent there gets locally spent 10 times over. That means everybody locally at the pharmacy favors local businesses so that dollar rattles around in your local community. This is WDKOK Sunbury.